So this particular file here essentially makes this point, namely that, well, it actually focuses on so-called MPP software, which is the top of the pyramid. But if you go halfway down the pyramid, when you find mainframes and corporate information systems, what this says is that the web software has to be the cheapest solution because it has the largest market. This particular FOIA was aimed at the parallel computing community, which is the area that MPAC works on when it is not working in web technology. And one of the very important reasons why the web is important, you see, these arguments were always true. Namely, if I'd made these arguments 5 years ago, I would have said PC software is the world's cheapest software. In fact, that's what Bill Gates would have said. Now, the trouble about PC software is PC software doesn't extrapolate very well because a single PC is not the same as a mainframe. However, as all powerful computers are all now built on the same technology, and the way you get a more powerful computer is by building it in parallel with lots of PC chips, the web is relevant because the web is a distributed computing technology. It is a technology that is not the software for a single machine, it is the software for a network collection of machines. And that effectively is a general computer. So the difference today is not just that the web is a wonderful thing, but the web computing model is the general computing model. Therefore, you can use web software effectively to tackle an arbitrary problem, whereas the PC software was very interesting and very productive, but it was only aimed at PCs, and PCs could not be properly extrapolated to other machines. But I believe web software can be extrapolated to other machines because the web is a general linked collection of computers. So here we have a computing cone, and this arrow, which appears on various of my diagrams, is meant to point out that whenever we're building any software, this argument tells us to start at the bottom and project up. You start with the software of the web. You build, if you go halfway up this cone, you build corporate intranet out of that software model. If you go to the end, you build massively parallel computers, the software for them out of this